Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this issue of animal sacrifice, which is generally offered on Eid al-Azha. That can charity be given instead of this animal sacrifice? Because people think that distributing the meat of the slaughtered animal is not entirely that productive. People, of course, use the meat. Very few people who are poor can store that meat, and at best they can use that meat for a couple of days. So if there are other needs which come before a person, why shouldn't we not help a person with that money of the sacrificial animal? Instead of buying that sacrificial animal, why shouldn't we use that money to, for example, help the poor in their shelter, in their education, in their food, in their other basic necessities? So why isn't that more productive and more useful for the poor? Now, this misconception has arisen because the philosophy of animal sacrifice has generally been ignored, and we think that the meat of the sacrificed animal per se is the real thing which needs to be distributed, and therefore we think that helping the poor with that meat is basically the objective of animal sacrifice. Whereas it is absolutely a different case in this regard. Spending charity on other people through cash in kind is an entirely different ritual of worship. An animal sacrifice is an entirely different ritual of worship, and they cannot be interchanged because both have different philosophies, both have different objectives. Charity, as I said, is meant to help people. Whereas animal sacrifice, according to the Quran, the basic philosophy of animal sacrifice is not to help people. Helping people is a byproduct of this ritual, because obviously when we slaughter a goat or a camel, the meat which is used to distribute to the poor or to our own friends, that is the byproduct of that whole ritual. It's not the basic objective. The basic objective of animal sacrifice is to present to God as a token that today, God, I'm slaughtering this animal before you, but tomorrow, if my own life is needed, I shall present it for any cause, for any worthy cause. So basically, it's like ransoming our own lives in lieu of the goat or the camel that we are sacrificing. We are actually expressing this through our act, that today, if we are sacrificing this animal, it's just a token, it's just a symbol to signify the fact, if tomorrow our own life is needed, if our own blood is needed, God will present it to you. So this is the philosophy of animal sacrifice. And as I said, the meat which results as a result of this whole ritual is a byproduct, is not intended. It's a secondary objective. And that is what the Quran has actually spelled out by saying, لَيِّنَ عَلَى اللَّهَ لَحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِيَنَ عَلُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, which means that this meat and the blood of the slaughtered animal does not reach the Almighty. He does not want to acquire this in any case. The thing which reaches the Almighty is the taqwa, the piety which is found in the hearts. And obviously that is this fear of God and this regard for God, that tomorrow if my own life is needed, we will present our lives whenever it is needed. So it needs to be understood that charity and animal sacrifice, they cannot be interchanged. I may also clarify this at this point, that animal sacrifice on Eid al-Azha is basically an optional act of worship. It's not obligatory. It's not mandatory. However, since it's a phenomenal ritual of worship in which carries a great symbolism behind it, it's highly recommended that a person who has the means to do so, he or she should undertake this animal sacrifice, because primarily it is expressing one's own intention that one is available for God whenever He calls him. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.